when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. Once again, my name is Pastor N.R. Davis. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. You can go and look us up also on the Facebook. We're over here on the west side of Manchester, preaching to you the Word of God. Tune in with us as we go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light Church.
2 Chronicles 20 and verse 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon with them, others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. They were strategizing. Three different nations or armies, maybe some more, that had intermingled with the Ammonites and Ammon, and they were coming against the man that was king over the children of Israel, Jehoshaphat, to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea and this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hezbon Tamar, which is in En-Gedi." And Jehoshaphat, verse 3, feared when he heard that this large number of army were coming against him. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, hallelujah, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. How many could use some help right about now? You're fighting a few battles, situations, and you need the help of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is where Jehoshaphat did the right thing. He began to seek the Lord and proclaim to all the nation, we're going to fast, we're going to pray, and we're going to seek God. And Jehoshaphat stood in verse 5 in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord God, our fathers, art thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and givest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever?" Covenant. Amen. "And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before you in this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction." I want you to catch that right there. Jehoshaphat said, "Lord, if we come into the house," speaking and making reference to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, when Solomon stood in the temple and said, "If my people," 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, "which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and do what? And seek my face. This is the key when trouble comes. This is the response and the responsibility of God's people when we are dealing with circumstances beyond our natural control. Are you listening to me? Brothers and sisters, I would have to dare today to tell you many of us are dealing with things today that we have no control over. Things that basically have taken over, whether it be in our nation, whether it be in our government, whether it be in our local cities, towns. Let me bring it right down to your front porch and deliver the mail right into your mailbox. Maybe it's going on right in your family and it's in your house. It's in the midst of your children. It's in the midst of your grandchildren. What am I trying to say? Trouble is all around us. I don't care who you are. You are not exempt from trouble. How many of us know many are the afflictions of the righteous? Amen. We are a people that are going to go through some times of trouble. We got to understand today that we've got to have the proper response when trouble comes. Many are paralyzed with fear, doubt, and unbelief, and it paralyzes them to the point where all they can see is the problem, but forget about the one that they serve. Let us learn some lessons from a great king, amen. If you read about his father Asa, and you begin to look at Jehoshaphat and his response to God, Asa was a man, his father, that taught him many things. How many of us know your children learn from watching you? Jehoshaphat seen how his father Asa dealt with situations and problems and how he bowed his knee, Asa did, to God and acknowledged him. He was a great man, but can I tell you, brothers and sisters, amen, people are watching how we respond to things. One of the things we as mothers and fathers and people that are in places or positions of leadership, we need to understand people are watching how we respond to things. Jehoshaphat was a man that made the right response when trouble came. What did he do? He basically came to the place where he said, I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to call for the whole nation to begin to pray and to begin to fast. How many of us know there's power in prayer? You begin to couple that with a man or a woman of God that knows how to pray and fast, and you watch out, because Jesus even declared that there's some things you can't do. There's some things you can't do in the supernatural realm until you couple prayer with fasting. Are you listening? That's why it's important for us not to just pray fast, but we need to fast and pray. Glory be to God. Amen. We live in a time period where we neglect, amen, the importance and the priority of prayer in our lives. We try to strategize and figure out how we can fix the problems, how we can fix the trouble, how we can deal with the present circumstances, and we try to call people to fix things and deal with things. But can I tell you, brothers and sisters, amen, we need to understand there's one that can fix any problem. There's one that can deal with any situation. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Can you say amen? How many of us know that our God is a God that there's never a battle that he is lost? There never is a situation that he did not have the answer for. And I want to preach to somebody today to let you know this is what Jehoshaphat recognizes, that I'm going to seek the Lord. Because brothers and sisters, this is our response to a people that are dealing with troubles that are out of our control. If when evil cometh, verse 9, if evil comes upon us as a sword and judgment, pestilence, famine, and we stand in this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, amen, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when thou came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to us out of thy possessions which thou hast given us to inherit. Verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company, this great army that cometh against us. How many could say they sense today there's a lot of things coming against our nation, against our families? But how many of us know in the midst of all of the trouble, all of the things that are taking place in our nation, there is still a God that is upon his throne and he is still hearing the prayers of the righteous people of God. We've got to understand that when evil cometh against us, verse 12, neither know we what to do. I want you to hear, for we have no might against this company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, amen, he was a priest. Hallelujah. He was a priest and he was a man of God. He was a prophet of God who the Spirit of the Lord began to speak through him, the son of Zechariah. Amen. The son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel. What are they giving all these names for? God wants you to know, I know them that are mine. Amen. I know their fathers. I know their sons. And I know the men that I can place my word within their hearts. I placed it in his father. How many of us know a lot of times if your father was a preacher, there's a good chance that that mantle may fall upon you. I tell you this, my grandfather was a preacher, my daddy was a preacher, and Brother Beatum, I ran for a long time and I didn't want to preach the gospel, but can I tell you, brothers and sisters, I'm here today because the Lord has called me, amen, to the kingdom for such a time as this, and we need to understand that God has a call upon you, but not just you, but your children and your grandchildren. God has a calling upon their life. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones. A lot of folks say, well, we're just going to leave the children at home. Not on this day. Jehoshaphat said, you're all praying. You're all fasting. Bring your wives, bring your children, bring your grandchildren, bring that backslidden son-in-law, bring your dog, bring your cat. Because we're in trouble and we need to come together as the people of God and begin to understand that we're stronger together. Hallelujah. I said we're better together. We as the people of God, when any two or three shall come together and pray, amen, we will touch the throne room of God. This is what Jehoshaphat has done. He has responded by gathering his people, not by strategizing with his men and saying, get your arrows and your bows, get your swords sharpened, get your shields polished up, we're getting ready to go to battle. No, no, no. The captain of the army, Jehoshaphat, said, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I'm going to trust in the name of my God, because I'm telling you, there is power in a man or a woman that will put their faith in a God that has all power and authority in the heavens and in the earth. Jahaziel stands in the midst of the congregation in front of the king. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Boy, I love it when the Spirit of God comes upon men and women of God. I like to hear a man of God with a word from God. Can I tell you, we need some men that have heard from God. We need to hear what the Spirit is speaking unto the church. We don't need our government strategizing for us right now. The government's not going to fix the problems that are in America. The media surely isn't going to fix the problems that are going on in America and around this world. But how many of us know, amen, the answer for the world's problems and trouble is the man that came over 2,000 years ago and conquered death, hell, and the grave. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forevermore. He has not changed, and there is nothing too hard for him. Jahaziel came, he was a Levite, the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Verse 15, and he said, hearken ye all of Judah and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. And now King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. God is speaking directly through Jehaziel to the king. Be not afraid. I want to tell somebody today, fear has come against you. Hell has opened its gates to you. When you look on the horizon, all you see is the forecast of darkness and trouble and evil men waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But I can tell you this, brothers and sisters, we're not looking to what man can do. Do not fear what man can do. Look beyond the natural realm. Look beyond the natural circumstances. Look beyond the natural things that are transpiring in our nations, in our neighborhoods, within our country, and understand that there is a God in heaven that still is speaking from heaven, and he's still telling his church, why are you so fearful? Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you, God has not given us the spirit of fear. He says we're not fighting against flesh and blood. There is a battle of forces, not only in the natural but in the supernatural, of good and evil, of wickedness, of righteousness. How many of us know, just as heavenly angels and hosts, there are demonic entities, there are demonic imps, there is witchcraft. Understand that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness. There are powers, there are dominions that are set up over families, over governments, over nations. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we need to understand that even though there is great demonic power that is raging and coming against that which is good and righteous, there is a God in heaven that still has the power to drive back the forces of hell. He said, hearken, King Jehoshaphat. God's getting ready to speak to you. There are still some men that are hearing from God. How many of us know right now we need to know what God wants us to do? There are many of us that don't know what to do with what you're facing. Many of you are dealing with circumstances and situations where the enemy has come in and bombarded your present circumstances. And you might as well be humble enough like Jehoshaphat to say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Some of you are just sitting there looking at me funny, and I'm going to tell you something. You might as well humble yourself and just say, I'm confused, I'm fearful, I'm afraid, I don't know what to do. But oh, let me give you some good news. Amen. Because see, a lot of times we're looking to men of God and pastors and leaders, presidents, mayors, governors, men in positions of leadership and authority. And most of them, you'll explain your situation. You'll explain the circumstances of what you're dealing with at home in your personal life, and you're hoping the pastor would just give you a word to make it all better. Oh, but can I tell you, too many times have I realized, amen, there's some things that I cannot fix. There are some circumstances that I cannot change. There are some people that we just can't make turn around and do what we want them to do. But if there's ever been a time that we need to say, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are upon Jesus. My eyes are upon my God. I'm looking to God to fix this situation. I'm looking for God to bring restoration and a remedy for the problems that we're facing. How many believe God still has the answer? And as I begin to wind this down, this is where the Holy Ghost said, many in this nation, and even right here in this congregation, some of you are facing situations that you've never faced before. You're dealing with people and situations in their life that affect you indirectly, and you've never been down this road before. God is speaking to somebody sitting under the sound of my voice this morning. But I want to tell somebody that doesn't know what to do, that's saying, I don't know how to fix this. I can't make it better. See, we want somebody to just put a quick fix on it, make it all better. But God says, I've allowed this to happen. I've allowed this to come into your present life to bring you to your knees. I've allowed this trouble. I've allowed this sickness. I've allowed this situation to come to your home so that you will go to your knees and acknowledge that you need God. You need God to move in your present circumstances. Thus saith the Lord unto you, Jehoshaphat, be not afraid nor dismayed. Don't be all confused, worry, and fretting and cowering down in fear. Yes, you've got three different armies strategizing to come take your land. But don't you be afraid. I know I heard him ring this word in my spirit. And he said, Pastor Nathan, amen, I'm going to have people in that congregation that are going to be people in a position that they don't know what to do. He wanted me to tell you, don't be fearful. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you. I said, the Lord is with you. You know, that's all you need to know is that he's with you. I said, that's all you need to know. And everything's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right because my God is with me. Behold, this is what Jehaziel told Jehoshaphat. Tomorrow go ye down against them, and behold, God tells him specifically where the enemy's going to be. We're going to need divine intervention. Some of you need to understand it won't get any better until you bring God into your situation. But the Lord says, you don't need to fight in this one. Set yourself still. Just stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. You better keep your eyes open. Because you're going to miss what God's going to do. If you'll just stand still, you'll see God do something that you've never seen him do before. Oh, brothers and sisters, God's getting ready to move. God's getting ready to demonstrate his power. And you will not have to fight this battle because this is the Lord's battle. And this is the confidence that we have in him when we pray anything. According to his will, he heareth us. When God hears, that means he's going to answer. And I want you to be strengthened by this word today. Jehoshaphat went down by the word of the Lord from Jehaziel. And the Bible says that God set up ambushments. He took out all the armies. Are you listening? They did not have to fight because this was the Lord's. And the Bible says, where they seen the defeat of this great army is in the valley of Baraka. It means blessing. Now I want you to understand, this is where the enemies were defeated for Jehoshaphat and God's people. It was the valley of blessing. Many of you are looking at your valley as defeat. Many of you are looking at your hard time and your trouble right now, and you're in a dark, dark valley of despair, of depression, of frustration, of anger, of fear, of doubt. And God says, I'm going to defeat your enemy in this valley. I'm going to defeat that which has made you fearful, that was brought you to your, hallelujah. What I brought you to your knees for is to show you the salvation of the Lord. I want my blessing. And the only way you're going to experience the blessing and the salvation of God is you've got to stand still, put your faith in God, put your trust in him, and get your eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. As we begin to close this radio broadcast, I want to remind you
We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. This is Pastor N.R. Davis. I'm the pastor of the Abiding Light Church on the west side of Manchester. If you'd like to go to our website, you can go to it at theabidinglightchurch.com. We would be so delighted to hear from you. We would be so encouraged to know that those of you that have listened today have been encouraged by the Word of God. Once again, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. I want to just let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Until next Saturday, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
When man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.